Hello, I'm Kevin Steinart. I kind of woke up about an hour or so ago. I've been watching Question Time. It's now just gone 3:15, and I'm reading the news, and I'm about to write a letter, a stern letter, a sternly worded letter. It's going to be stern, whatever stern means, but yeah. About this, it's the front page on Friday the 18th of June. Caught on cameras, you drive to hospital, which isn't actually true. Basically, we've got a new, in Cambridge, and more correctly in South Cambs as well, we have a new road that's going to be opening soon, hopefully, but if it's like the guided busway, it'll be opening, you know, 2020. It's called the Addenbrookes Access Road, people are saying, oh, come on. Come on, we want to use it as a shortcut to the M11. And, you know, we want to use it to get to Babram Road, and we want to get it from the Trumpington side of town to the Cherry Hinton Road, to the Cherry Hinton side of town without going down Long Road. And it's called the Addenbrookes Access Road. It is a road that has been built and funded so that Addenbrookes has a southern access. A kind of southwest access. And a lot of people are very angry that there's going to be number plate and ANPR technology on the access road. So basically, I'm going to predict that when it finally opens, there's going to be signage that says something along the lines of no public access to Hills Road and Long Road, or no public access beyond the Addenbrookes Hospital site, no motor vehicles except for access, or no vehicles except for access, something like that. Basically saying, this is an access road. This is for the hospital only. If you're not going to the hospital site, don't come down here. This is for accessing the hospital site only. If you're going to drop someone off in the hospital, that's absolutely fine, but you have to leave by this way only.
That's perfectly fine.
You can use it for accessing the hospital. You can't use it as a shortcut. It's not designed as a shortcut. It hasn't been built as a shortcut. Please fuck off. There's another thing that we have in Cambridge called rising bollards, and you may have them in your town and elsewhere in the United Kingdom. And people in America don't understand rising bollards. It's a public highway, yeah, but there are bollards, and you can only go through if you're a bus or a taxi or authorised vehicle or a pedal cycle. And there are huge signs. And there are numerous signs before that, you know, kind of 400 metres before it says, road closed, 400 metres ahead. And then 300, 250 metres, it says, yeah, just to remind you, the road is closed ahead. If you're not an authorised vehicle, you have to turn. And then you get to it. And then there are huge, yellow, really, really tall signs that say, no motor vehicles except authorised vehicles, buses, taxis and whatnot. No, fuck off. All authorised vehicles, yes, you can go through, but if you're not authorised, please go away. Huge exclamation mark, giant exclamation mark, rising bollards. And then about 15 metres after that, there's a huge rising bollard out the ground that only goes down if you're authorised, if you have a transponder, a transceiver, or one of those other words that's been shoved together. And I don't understand why people think... There was a BBC report in Truro about rising bollards, and some people had tripped over them, or they came up even when pedestrians were crossing over them. Don't cross over them. But anywho, there was a BBC report. At the end, they said something like, but Cornwall County Council has reminded us, if people just followed the signs, there wouldn't be a need for the rising bollards. Which is absolutely true. If something says no entry except authorised vehicles, the rising bollard is simply enforcing that no entry except authorised vehicles. If you choose to ignore no entry except authorised vehicles and you're not an authorised vehicle, the rising bollard is there to say, yeah, don't ignore me, it is the law. That's exactly what this ANPR system is for. If it's no access to anything beyond the hospital site, if you're coming on the access road, you're going to get caught and you're going to get fined. Because... to be honest, it's a kind of bylaw, and you're trespassing.